Under the measure, many of the current rules and restrictions enacted by Cuomo, like requiring the wearing of masks and how many people can eat indoors in a restaurant, will stay in place. But they will need to be reviewed by the legislature every 30 days going forward. The governor can't issue any new directives without first getting the lawmakers' permission. Republicans, who are in the minority in both houses, say the bill does not go far enough. They say Cuomo's current authority was set to sunset on April 30th. The new measure will extend the governor's emergency powers, though in a more limited way, beyond that date. Deputy Minority Leader Senator Andrew Lanza says rules that restrict nearly every aspect of New Yorkers' lives will continue indefinitely.
Whether they can eat inside or outside, their kids can play ball, their kids can go to school, their barbershop can open. He continues to have the same unilateral power on all these matters that he has enjoyed under the old bill.
Democratic Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris says many of the governor's directives need to stay in place because there is still a deadly pandemic going on.
This is still a public health crisis that we're in. That's why there's so few of us in this chamber and we're all wearing masks. So maybe my colleagues would prefer if all of that just went away and we could become Texas, where their governor just declared no restrictions on anything. That's not what the people of the state want. That's not what this majority wants. So we are being responsible.
Cuomo on Wednesday said that he negotiated the bill with the legislature and agrees to its terms, causing Republicans to pan it as a backroom deal. Gianaris says the governor was not involved.
To be clear, the governor lied. There was no agreement.
There are also developments and two growing scandals surrounding the governor. One of the women who has accused Cuomo of sexual harassment, Charlotte Bennett, appeared on CBS, where she told anchor Nora O'Donnell that she felt the 63-year-old governor was grooming her to be a potential sex partner. It culminated in a private meeting, she says, in his office last June.
He asked me if age difference mattered. He also explained that he was fine with anyone over 22.
And how old are you?
25.
What were you thinking as he's asking you these questions?
I thought he's trying to sleep with me.
Cuomo on Wednesday apologized if his actions were harmful to anyone, saying he did not intend for them to be so.
That made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional.
Bennett, in the CBS interview, says she did not misinterpret the governor's intentions.
I understood him loud and clear. It just didn't go the way he planned.
Meanwhile, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal report more evidence of Cuomo's top aides covering up the number of nursing home residents who died of coronavirus in hospitals. The hospital death numbers were withheld by the Cuomo administration for months. Both papers say last June, state health experts wanted to include the hospital deaths in a public report, but the governor's top aides took the numbers out. That news led more members of Cuomo's own party to call for him to leave. Senate Aging Committee Chair Rachel May says she was angered beyond measure over the reports.
Well, I was furious. They've been telling us for 8 months now that either they didn't have the numbers and they'd get them to us later, but to discover that they had them all along and were deliberately withholding them is really, it takes it to a whole other level.
Senator May says if the newspaper accounts are true, then everyone involved in lying to the public and the legislature, including the governor and his aides, must resign immediately. In a statement, a health department spokesman says the numbers were removed because they couldn't yet be accurately verified. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.